All right, so I want to thank God. This morning I'm going to be again talking about kingdom, talking about the next step in our discovery about the word kingdom that we've been talking about before. Can you remember what some of the things were that we were talking about with kingdom? I can see you getting a video ready. I can hear music in the background. So if you can remember, one of the things about kingdom was, is that God is bringing his kingdom from heaven to earth. Yeah? He's bringing his kingdom from heaven to earth. And we've been defining what the kingdom is, what it is not, what is supposed to be happening, some of the things that are involved in the kingdom. And we've learned that the kingdom is not a religion. Sorry, we've got some music playing in the background. We've heard that the kingdom is not a religion. It's not a political system. It's not a. It's not what some of the things that we think about all the time when you hear the word kingdom. And the kingdom is a very, very important thing, because the word kingdom, or the topic of kingdom, is the only thing that Jesus spoke about. Jesus didn't come to set up a new denomination. He didn't come to set up a new church. He didn't come to all of these things. He didn't come and speak about, I'm setting up the Church of Jesus Christ or ABC. He said he's come to do his Father's work, and he's brought the kingdom here. You guys ready? Yeah, okay. I want you guys to play that video for me, please.
All mean for the industry and the growth of music online? Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come on me, because I was not expecting that. When I came, they told me something else, and I'm coming. You got an interview there, so it's a big surprise anyway.
A big surprise.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah. With regards to the cost that's involved, do you think now more people will be downloading online?
Actually, if you can go everywhere, you're gonna see a lot of people downloading to the internet and the website, everything they want. But I think it's much better for the development and to improve people what they want and to get on the easy way and so fast the things they're looking for.
This does really seem to be the way the music industry is progressing now, that people want to go onto the website and download music.
Exactly. You can go everywhere on the cyber cafe and you can check. You can go easy. It's going to be very easy way for everyone to get something to the internet.
Thank you, Cuny. Thanks very much indeed. I think we can now also speak to...
Okay. So that was a video about somebody that went for a job interview at the BBC, and when he went for the job interview, they hurried him through all of these different departments and then sat him down on a chair, and he found himself on live TV being interviewed when he's thinking he's going to be for a job interview. Wow. Can you imagine that? Why did I show that video? Do you know what? Sometimes we can end up feeling like Guy Gomer in our lives. Yeah, we have, you prepared for something, or you go for something and you're not quite sure why you're there. You're sitting there thinking, what is this about? And you're trying to work out what this is about. And sometimes for us, especially in our Christian walk and especially in our life, we can get to this place where we think that I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure what God has called me to do. I'm not sure why I'm here. I'm not quite sure what's happening. It's not quite clear. And you could have all the feelings of Guy at the same time. And I definitely had some of those feelings and sometimes still do. And it's like, can you imagine being on a sports team, football, netball, swimming, or what have you, and you come through the doors and they just say, go. And you're like, what position am I playing? What am I doing? I don't understand. You know, why am I here? And these are essential questions that people have to answer as they go about their life. Is this making sense? As we go about our life, we need to be very, very clear as into what the purpose is, why we are here, what we are doing. These are essential questions that everybody has to ask. Why am I here? Where did I come from? What am I supposed to be doing? What do I need to do next? What has God called me? All of these different things. And this is a very, very important thing that everybody has to answer as quick as possible. Before you are hired, before you are employed, you need to know what you're applying for. Before you go out into the world, before you go and do whatever you need to know what job you are called for. And sometimes we spend a lot of our time just discovering that. And that's okay. But God wants to be very clear as into some of these areas. So your areas of work, your areas of employment, what you're supposed to be doing, your calling. Right, I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to come before congregation and whoever is listening. Lord, I pray that your spirit will reveal into their hearts and their minds this topic that we're talking about. Father, I pray that distraction is bound today. We thank you that revelation will come today. We thank you that understanding will come, peace will come. Lord, we thank you that power will come as well because of your spirit. Father, I thank you for what you are going to do today. Thank you for those people that are going to be hearing wherever they are. Lord, we thank you for where your words are going to go, your message is going to go. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So today I'm going to be talking about kingdom warfare. It will make sense in a second. About kingdom warfare, spiritual warfare. These are words that you hear in church quite often. Spiritual warfare. We're in an army, we're in a fight, we're in all of these different things. Spiritual warfare. Maybe if you think about spiritual warfare, a lot of people think about a number of topics that come up in spiritual warfare. Anybody give me, if I said spiritual warfare, somebody give me some examples of what you think is included in spiritual warfare. Just say anything to me. Maybe some people say prayer. Anyone else? Intercessory prayer, anything? Fasting? What else? Reading the word, okay, brilliant. Praying? Tarrying? Okay. What's that? Speaking in tongues. Okay, great. Yeah, I like that. Prophecy, maybe. All of these things that we associate with the word spiritual warfare. So we're going to talk about that topic as well, spiritual warfare. But before we start, I'm going to go to the next slide, which has got some definition. I can get my PC to work. Okay, here we go. Okay, first definition is dominion. We've been talking about kingdom, and God wants you to have dominion. In fact, God was restoring back what Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden when they sinned. They lost their dominion over a region, an area, or a domain which God had given them. And that domain was earth. That plane was earth. When Jesus came, he was restoring back your dominion. Next, a definition, influence. The capacity to have an effect on the character development or behavior of someone or something or the effect itself. Resource, a stock or supply of money, materials, staff, and other assets that can be drawn on a person, or drawn on by a person or organization in order to function effectively. In this message, we're going to be talking about some of these topics. You know, is there anybody out there that would like to have dominion back in their life, have control over some of the situations that are happening? Is there anybody in here that would like to have their influence back, the effect to change and affect certain things that are happening? Is there anybody that would like to have resource, either money or materials or staff or other assets, to be in this place where you can draw on these resources? Yeah? If you can go to the next slide for me, please. All right. This is going to make sense in a second. So there are three areas that God is very specific about when he brings the kingdom, when he is bringing the kingdom. And I want you to take note of these. One, the person. Two, the family. And then three, the world. The very first thing that does when God is taking control of a kingdom is that he affects and he puts in place people. The first thing he does is that he puts his kingdom inside you. That's the very, very first thing he does. He puts his kingdom inside you. So that is your personal spirituality, your relationship with God. God brings his kingdom and puts it where? Good, inside you. And the reason why he does that is because he understands by putting his kingdom inside you, he can affect everything. The kingdom of God is within. You know, the script says no, it's within and not necessarily without, outside. This is something that happens personally deep inside you. Many of us have had conversions from one thing, and because God has been working inside you. Is that right? So not necessarily everybody can instantly see it, but something has happened, and the people even hearing now, something is happening to you now while you're hearing this, because he is personally putting his kingdom inside you. When God wants to affect the world, which is what he wants, we've been talking about kingdom, his plan is to bring kingdom in heaven down into every area of the world, every area of the earth. So the first place that he starts is inside you. When God wants to change something, if you look in the Bible, there's many experiences when God wants to do something, he will birth somebody. Maybe it's a Moses, maybe it's a David, maybe it's an Esther. We'll look at some of these people a bit later. But God births something inside you, and he births something in a situation, and a baby is born. Somebody is born to come and change something. First, personal. Yeah? You're here for a reason. God created you. In fact, when God looked at the world, he looks at the world over a space of time. And over a space of time, God sits outside of time. So if you imagine this laptop here, and this is internal time. What he does is he always prepares the area before he puts somebody in there. He prepared the Garden of Eden before he put Adam and Eve in there. And then before you were born, God had prepared the world. And then he said, now is the time for you to be born. On time. Perfect. And thus, that's why you were here. That's why you were created in your mother's womb. That's why life happened at that time. Because that was the perfect time for you to be born. Second thing now. So can you imagine, God has put his kingdom inside you. That's the middle circle, if you want to call it. Now, if we think a little bit bigger and around that, he then places you within a family. This is your next calling. This is your next place. Everybody has a family, even if it's not natural born to you. You could be adopted. You could be in a family of community. You're in a family of Micah here. You have a natural family. And he's put these people within you. So the next thing that God does, remember, for him to bring the kingdom to the entire world, the next thing he does is he puts you in a family, and your family might be part of your calling, might be part of what you need to do, because he's bringing you with the kingdom inside you into your family. Very, very, very important. The family that you are placed in, the community that are placed in, we don't get to choose them. No? There's a mixture of good and bad family, we can say that. There's a mixture of people that are going to be on your side, not on your side. There are people that, mixture of different faiths, mixture of different beliefs, all of that. But what he is doing is he's placed you within a family on purpose, because he is bringing his kingdom, where? To your family. Wherever he places you, as a believer, he places his kingdom. Yeah? So, from the mere fact that you are a believer, you're in there now, he is now placing his kingdom within your family. Can you imagine if everybody's family, in your family, everybody in your family became a believer? Can you imagine what would happen if the kingdom was brought to everybody in your family? The whole world would be saved. Is that true? So he gives everybody a position within a family, because he's bringing what? The kingdom of God. From where? Heaven to earth. He first puts it inside you, and then he places you in a family. Yeah? Good. So we'll go into some of that, obviously, in some of the next place that he does is he places you in the world. Yeah? So he puts the kingdom in you. So it's buried inside of you. It's inside of you. And then he puts you somewhere. He puts you in the world. So for God to bring heaven on earth and into the world, he has to put it inside you. And then he's going to place you somewhere so that you can bring the kingdom to the world as well. Is this making sense? Good. Next slide, please. Where do you spend most of your time? Did you know that we spend, when you look at the working day, or when you look at the day, there are areas of time which are apportioned out for different things. So you might spend a portion of time sleeping, normally about, let's say 5 to 8 hours or whatever that people get. Then you've got time for feeding. You've got time for doing whatever you're going to do. You've got time with your family. And then you've got time at work. And if you look at people's lives, over on average, people spend about a third of their time throughout their entire life at work. Yeah, sometimes more. Some people are doing 10 hours, 12 hours, what have you. And what happens is, we are talking about God's purpose. He's bringing in a kingdom somewhere. So God is very, very interested and invested in where you spend your time, what you do with your time, how you spend your time. And he's going to bring his kingdom to your entire work, your entire day, your entire clock, your entire everything. So that means that one of the sections that he's talking about is about where you are spending your time, and we're going to talk about that area called work, employment. You spend a third of your life at work. It's possible for us to think and have traditional things that when we spend our time at work, that that is not spiritual, that it is not included in our life, that our church life is just here today in this message, that our life, our kingdom life, is just in Sunday and the time that we spend maybe in our word, or the time that we spend in prayer meeting, that's what equates to your church life, where he's bringing your kingdom, his kingdom. It's not just that. God is very invested to bring his kingdom to your workplace, to where you go, to where you're employed, to what you do. When he is bringing his kingdom from heaven to earth, he is placing you in a situation, in a family, and this is what the enemy does not like. The fact that you have got the kingdom inside you and he's going to place you in places that is going to affect the world. Yeah? He's bringing his kingdom. He's bringing his kingdom. So God is very, very invested and concerned about where you work, what you do, all of these things, because he's put you inside there, and inside you is his kingdom. The enemy hates that because he knows wherever God sends you, God's kingdom comes. Wherever he sends you, wherever your gifting takes you, he is bringing his kingdom inside you. And that's why partly what you are doing is God's work. I wonder if you can go to the next slide for me, please. Definition: employment, the state of having paid work, the utilization of something. Yeah, so you're being paid for something that you're doing. It doesn't have to be paid, by the way. It can be unpaid. It's still work. But when people call professionals, generally it's because they are employed and paid for their skills, their attributes, what they're doing. Is anybody in employment here? Yeah? People are in employment. Now, God wants you to be employed, whether you are self-employed or whether you are employed in a company or a place or a profession or whatever. God wants you to have access to the world. He's placing you there on purpose. God wants to bring his kingdom in you to all of these areas. And, you know, once I was preparing this message, real strong feeling that, you know, there's a many of us in here which may be looking for work, or going to be getting promotions, or going to get different roles, or you're applying for something, or you're looking at it at the moment, this message is for you to remind you that God is concerned and he wants you to have these things. In fact, the enemy doesn't want you to have these things. The enemy is scared that if God places you in this job, you're going to bring your kingdom. If you get a promotion, you're going to go up to that next level. You're going to be in another sphere of people, and you're going to bring his kingdom. If God places you in the boardroom, God is in the boardroom. If God places you in that company, God is in that company. If God places you in that position of employer, you are, God is employing people through you. If God places you in that political position in the government, God is where? Inside you in the government. And this is how God works. God puts his people into position to bring his kingdom and to bring his mandate onto earth. There is no separation between your Sunday morning and your Monday to Friday, Saturday. God is in you. Does God leave you on Sunday when you walk out of here? He's always there. Amen. And we need to be conscious of the fact that he is always there. Thank you, Mum. Hallelujah. Deployment. Deployment is the movement of troops or equipment to a place or position of military action. The action of bringing resources into effective action. You know, you can have resources and it just sits there. Is that true? Many of us have got resources that sit there. We spend, a classic one, we spend thousands of pounds on IT equipment, best PC in the world, and we just use Word and Excel and Google. All these functions that are there and sitting there. We have a phone, all we do is just text the web. There's so many different things that are on there where our, what is the word? Our resource that we have is just there. But God wants to put us in employment, state of having paid work and utilization or something, and deployment. You are both. When you walk into your work, when you walk out of here, when you walk out of here, you're not just being employed, you are being deployed by God in that place. So you might have a job, and that is employment. But you also have work, which is deployment. Yeah? So no matter where your work, no matter where your job is, self-employed, employed, business, professional, whatever it is, that's part of your employment. It's God is invested in that. But he is also deploying you into that place. He might deploy you by land, sea, air. He might parachute you into something only for a few weeks. He might put you there for a couple years. He might do all of these different things, but the purpose of God is to bring his kingdom and deploy you. Coming in here is like being in, I'm using the army as an analogy, an army training camp. You're recruited, God has called you. You're recruited, and then you come in, and then you're trained up in that army camp in the ways of how to do warfare. Yeah? You're going to work is the biggest act of spiritual warfare that there is. By deploying you into the workplace, that is spiritual warfare. Your workplace could be many different things. We'll discuss that in a minute. But what I want to say to you is this, that in the army training camp, you're not supposed to just stay in the training camp. There comes a time when you are deployed. You're going to be deployed into something. And it could be many areas. Many, many areas. You could be going by land. God could be flying you out to different places. Many of us experience that. It's not just because of your job. It's because of your deployment. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited, actually, because when I look at this, I'm now realizing, when you look at some of the places that these people are in this, just in this room, are deployed, you'll realize what God is doing. We've got people that work in social care, people that work in prisons, people that work in offices, people that work in government, healthcare, people that work in childcare, people that work in corporate entities, people that work in marketing, people that work in advertising, people that work in all of these different areas that are just sitting here. Because God is deploying what? His kingdom in you into those areas. The purpose is not to sit in church on Sunday and that be your spiritual activity. The purpose is to consciously understand and walk in the fact that now, when you move, that you are being deployed. Does this make sense? You are being deployed into the world to bring His kingdom. No matter where you are employed, that can change. You are being deployed, and God is going raising up a nation of people that is being deployed to change and bring His kingdom on earth. Dennis, as I say, you know, when you look at some of the people, that, like when you're doing a christening, and you was mentioning the fact that you couldn't predict where all these children were going to be ended up. Reminding you that God is saying to you that God is sending you people here to be deployed out into all of these different areas to have influence, to have dominion. Some of us are in the law courts. Some of us are in the some of the high echelons of UK society. It's not a coincidence. Some of us work with royalty. Some of us work with royalty. God is deploying you in those situations. Next slide, please. Biblical examples. Powerful. I'm going to start with Esther, because Esther is one of the most amazing examples of spiritual warfare. What was Esther's job? That's right, queen. Still on that kingdom thing, Esther's job was to be the queen. That was her job. Her work was to bring the kingdom, and that involved intercepting the devil's plan to destroy a whole nation. Powerful woman of God. Imagine that God has placed you somewhere, and you being there, you might intercept something because of the sense that God has given you, what you understand, what you're doing. Imagine, okay. Imagine that God is deploying you into these places. We just had a case on the news where there was a lady who was working in a hospital and she was murdering children. Imagine you were deployed as a nurse and you started to realize something. That is God bringing his kingdom here and intercepting something. You're being deployed. Joseph was a consultant to Pharaoh. Joseph was placed into Pharaoh's house and he had the ear of Pharaoh. This is another point that I need to make. All of these people that were here, they were there. You notice the people that are in the Word, in the Bible, they weren't necessarily known for big preaching, big deliverance services. They were known for the excellence of their work. And because of the excellence of their work, that gave them favor with people. And that because they had favor with people, it gave them the ear of people. God is giving you the ear of people that you are being deployed to wherever you are, because you are going to have dominion. You're going to bring His kingdom.